Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 112. We're going to be reading the psalm twice. We're going to read it first from the New King James Version, and the second time we read it is going to be from the Good News Translation. So join with me as we read this psalm, this song, this poem together. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and righteousness endures for ever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart will be steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid. Until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. And now we read again, but this time from the Good News Translation. Praise the Lord. Happy is the person who honours the Lord, who takes pleasure in obeying his commands. The good man's children will be powerful in the land. His descendants will be blessed. His family will be wealthy and rich, and he will be prosperous for ever. Light shines in the darkness for good people. For those who are merciful, kind and just. Happy is the person who is generous with his loans, who runs his business honestly. A good person will never fail. He will always be remembered. He is not afraid of receiving bad news. His faith is strong and he trusts in the Lord. He is not worried or afraid. He is certain to see his enemies defeated. He gives generously to the needy, and his kindness never fails. He will be powerful and respected. The wicked see this and are angry. They glare in hate and despair. Their hopes are gone forever. So this is Psalm 112, and it is an encouragement. An encouragement for who? An encouragement to do what? Well, the previous psalm mentioned about fearing the Lord, and this psalm continues. It is an encouragement and a blessing on people who fear the Lord and delight in his commandments. People who know and acknowledge who God is, that he is so great and powerful, yet he loves us so much. The psalm is, I suspect, one of the wisdom psalms, because it has this phrase about fearing the Lord. And in the wisdom literature, so in Proverbs, you've got usually this idea that when you do good, God looks after you. And we get that in this psalm. And we know that it's not always true that if you do good, bad things won't happen. That comes up in other psalms. It comes up in Ecclesiastes. But let us be encouraged and let us do good. And why should we do good? Well, we should let God's justice be known through what we do. God's love be known through what we do. Let God's righteousness be known through what we do. The psalmist says that there is a light in the darkness for good people. And what is a good person? What is an upright person? Well, I believe it's someone who is born again, who is made anew in the very righteousness of God. So if you know the Lord in any kind of darkness, he is the light. This psalm also talks about business, which I thought was really interesting. That actually being someone who honours God and fears God isn't just about what we do socially, but it's how we conduct our business. It's how we lend money, if that's something that we do. It's about being gracious. It's about also being honest in our business deals. And when we do that, we won't be shaken. When evil tidings come, when audits come, when things which might scare a dishonest person come, well, the one who's been righteous in their dealings, they haven't got anything to be afraid of. They will not be shaken. I recently received an email and it said, we've hacked your computer, we've seen through your webcam, we know that you've been looking on adult websites and we've got videos of you on them. And I know that I haven't viewed any adult websites and that this is a scam email. But how quickly reading something like that could make us stumble and afraid and go, oh no, what do I need to do? But if we conduct ourselves uprightly when the attacks of the enemy come, we don't need to be shaken and we don't need to be afraid. Our hearts are established and we will not be afraid. It also talks about giving to the poor. It says he gives generously to the needy and his kindness never fails. He will be powerful and respected. So are we giving to the poor? Are we looking out for those around us who don't have things that they need? If we're a business owner, are we just using our profits to build up treasures on earth? Or are we looking after the poor and building up treasures in heaven as well? God challenges us to use this life and all that we have for his glory. And it says that the wicked will see this and be angry. The wicked don't like seeing when people are succeeding and doing what is right. And they'll try and stop it and they'll come up with all sorts of plans. But the desire of the wicked will perish. But we who know God will be remembered by him and be with him forever. So when trials come, know that they are only temporary. Be encouraged and keep doing what is good. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.